My name is Isaiah. It is said that I lived around 700 years before the Christ child was born, and yet I foretold of his coming. This is because I am a prophet. One day when I was in the temple, I heard God's voice say, "I need someone who will talk to all my people for me. Who can I send?" Surprisingly, I heard myself saying, "Here I am, send me." That is how I knew God wanted me to be a prophet. God wanted me to tell the people many things, but especially the good news about the baby who would be born for us. A child who would show us how to live, and how that baby would be a savior for the world. This baby would be known as many names: Wonderful Advisor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The Savior would be God's own Son. His power would never end, and his peace would last forever. How amazing is that?
Citizens of Rome, it is I, your Lord and Savior, Supreme Being, Light, Way, and Prince of Peace, Caesar Augustus. Please, please, hold your applause. First, I want to say you're all welcome for all the wonderful things I have done for you. There has never been an emperor as powerful and glorious as me. I am the greatest ruler who has ever lived. As you are aware, I rule over many lands and many, many people. My people are obedient, and I am saving you all. Yes, all of you. And you owe me so much, so very, very much. Therefore, citizens, a census will be held. You all will be counted. You will go to the hometown of your birth to register your family, so that you may show proper appreciation for my awesomeness. I decree it to be so. Farewell, my faithful children. May you know my magnificent ways. Farewell, and get a move on. Some of you have a long way to go, maybe as far as Bethlehem.
Sorry, folks, but there is no room at the inn. I just had a nice young couple stop by. I had to tell them that we were completely sold out. There were no more rooms left at our lovely inn, where the rates are affordable and the bedding is fresh. With Emperor Augustus's latest decree, which if you ask me is just another way to glean a few more shekels out of the hardworking people, but you didn't hear that from me. Anyhow, everything is completely booked up. I felt terrible because this sweet young woman was so pregnant. I was afraid she was going to give birth right here on her doorstep. I had to send them and their donkey down around the corner to the stables. At least their sweet smelling hay, which if you tell me, helps a lot with the animals. Hey, it's better than nothing.
Hello, we are the wise men.
Wise people.
The Magi.
We are really more like scientists.
Astronomers, we study the stars.
We study the stars so well that when something changes, we notice immediately.
And we just noticed a new star. We must follow our scientific instincts and find out why there's a new star in the sky.
Are we there yet?
You literally just asked me that.
Now?
We're in Judea, so it shouldn't be too much farther to the village of Bethlehem.
Can you believe that King Herod? Boy, was he full of himself.
Everyone says I'm a powerful king, the best king Judea's ever seen.
Yep, we heard him, best king ever.
I thought he would flip his lid when we told him we were looking to pay homage to the newborn king.
Did you notice how he said we should return the same way and to let him know where the new king was so he could pay homage to him too?
Yeah, right. More like to find a way to get rid of him.
I say we go home a different way.
Agreed. Right after we visit the baby and give him our very particular gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God.
Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord. You will find a baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
Good news for all the people.
The Messiah is born, a Savior.
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
Peace on earth to all people.
Angels out.
Shamara, what was that?
Heavenly beings, I'm still shaking!
Yep, that happened.
Well, we're going, aren't we?
Oh yeah, we're going.
Let's see this thing that has happened.
That was a miracle!
It was exactly how the angel had described. The baby was wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
Friends, we have seen something amazing tonight. I don't know about you, but it feels like the world is different somehow.
Yeah, but why do you think that we shepherds were told about it? We aren't very important, and we certainly don't have much money or power.
I have no idea, but the baby's mother, Mary, acted like it was expected to happen this way, like this was meant for people like us.
Maybe this baby will lift up the lowly. Wouldn't that be something?
It sure would.
Hey, shepherds, was that star there last night? I don't think I've ever seen that one before.
Thank you. Ever since the angel Gabriel came to see me in our town of Nazareth, my life has changed, as you can imagine. Once you are visited by an angel, nothing after that really seems shocking. But I have been amazed by this baby and the feelings he has awakened, not only in myself and Joseph, but also in God's creatures and in the shepherds who came to see our baby, Jesus. It was a long, hard journey traveling to Bethlehem. Poor Joseph had to walk the entire way. My ankles were so swollen that my beloved insisted I ride on the donkey. Truth be told, when you are 9 months pregnant, nothing feels comfortable, but I was grateful and looked forward to resting in a comfortable bed in Bethlehem. As you can see, we learned to adjust and adapt. I was confused when the angel Gabriel told me I had been chosen by God to have this special baby, and that he would be named Jesus, and he would be called the Son of God Most High. Gabriel said that the Lord God would make Jesus a king, as his ancestor David was, and that he would rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom would never end. Then my soul rejoiced in God, knowing that he looked with favor upon his lowly servant, for God has done mighty things for me, and holy is his name. Are any other kings born in a stable where the animals are kept? How exciting to think about the kind of king God wants Jesus to be, and that he comes from such humble beginnings. Indeed, God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.
Friends, thank you for joining us for this evening's Living Nativity. It is important for us in this season of life to continue to tell the treasured, the beloved, the sacred stories of Christmas. We have a story to tell. We have a story to tell that the world needs to hear. Thank you for being a part of the community of faith that continues to be good stewards of the birth of Christ and the story of God's love for God's people in and through all times. Know that your pastors and the church staff pray for you this Christmas season. Let us pray. God of grace, your eternal word took flesh among us when Mary placed her life at the service of your will. Prepare our hearts for his coming again. Keep us steadfast in hope and faithful in service, that we may receive the coming of his kingdom, for the sake of Jesus Christ, the ruler of all, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.